Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Rush Street. I'm your host, Harold Lee Rush, and I have the immense pleasure of talking to someone who's a certified life coach, a leadership strategist, and an inspirational speaker, and quite beautiful too, Ms. Pat Perkins. How are you, Ms. Perkins?
I'm very well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. One of the first things I want to do is just tell the people a little bit about you. I mean, I know that you were, an awardee of the Women of Excellence from the Chicago Defender. That's just one of many awards. But tell me about your favorite opportunities that you've had.
My favorite opportunities that I had. So just let me share with you that I invested. I completed a 20-year corporate career and worked for some of the most amazing organizations, what I believe are on the planet. And these were corporate organizations that helped groom my leadership track record. So such organizations such as R. Donnelly, Sarah Lee, and Hewitt, who are merged now. And so just really had the great opportunity to work with amazing mentors. And one of my most important and favorite opportunities was being able to be a program director for a over $100 million project program. And that was the most fantastic opportunity. Yeah.
That's very, very impressive, especially what you said about 20 years, because you don't look like it could be more than 20 years.
Oh,
so, I mean, I don't say that just in flattery. It's just the truth. I need to know something. As a leadership strategist, real briefly, tell me, what is that? What is a leadership strategist?
Yes, a leadership strategist is primarily a coach, an advocate, a champion for women, and that's who I primarily work with.
Oh.
I help them to maximize their life in such a way that they are fulfilling on their goals with a smarter intention, a faster intention, and with a lot less effort. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, coming up Thursday, February 22nd, you're going to be moderating a most important fireside chat. Let's talk about that so that we can get that information out to people. Now, the two gentlemen that you're going to be moderating the discussion are Andre Wallace. He's the Vice President, Office of the CIO at Exelon, and Michael Phillips, who is the CISO and EVP at Rosenthal Collins Group, LLC. Now, I'm not that corporate understanding. What's CIO?
So CIO is Chief Information Officer.
Oh, okay. And the CISO?
That's the Security Officer.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm guessing EVP means Executive Vice President?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm qualified for that position at least. Now, why these two gentlemen? And let me mention also, this is for BDPA Chicago, which you have done some fantastic work with. But why these two gentlemen?
Well, these two gentlemen have a stellar background in leadership. And, they come to us with that leadership acumen as well as the technology track. And so since BDPA is really focused on from the classroom to the boardroom, these individuals model that. And so we just really trust and know that in their sharing, we're going to be able to understand what it takes, what are some of the strategies, what's the blueprint that has you to advance in your career, elevate yourself from a perspective of, people listening to you, you having the influence, and you being able to make tremendous results, remarkable results happen within these organizations that they serve.
Okay. Now, this is coming up, as I say, February 22nd, 5:30 to 8:30. At Tech Nexus, 20 North Wacker Drive, Suite 1200. And I see on the program it says from 6:30 to 7:30 is a fireside chat with Q&A.
Yes.
What's a fireside chat? Why are you calling it a fireside chat?
Absolutely. So a fireside chat is, it's an intimate conversation. It's an informal conversation where we know that based on the track record and based on the background of these two individuals, we'll be able to learn the real deal, right? It's going to be an opportunity for us as if you were sitting at the fireside with your most trusted confidant and your biggest advocate who's going to share their truth and their story, and that's what we're looking for that evening.
Wow. All right. Well, what should I, as an observer, as a participant, what should I be looking to walk away with?
Absolutely. So some of the key takeaways are going to be, first of all, of course, their story, their background, their successes. We really want to hear some of the successes and the failures. So you'll be able to see, you know, how do you overcome the different situations that may have derailed a career over the length of time. Both of these gentlemen have, you know, more than 20 years each inside of their given track record. So you'll hear those types of opportunities. You'll also be able to look at some of the aspects of what does it take to be a diversity leader, a leader who is diverse in their background, clearly African-American, and, you know, what are some of the pitfalls as well as some of the progress that they've made personally as well as that they've seen and maybe influenced as leaders in their corporations. And then also you'll get an opportunity, those who participate and those who attend will get an opportunity to see themselves, right? That's what we have a claim to fame with CDPA is, like, you see you there when you come to events. So standing inside of their shoes, how do I, as a participant, take on these strategies and implement them for success? And
okay.
So those are the key takeaways.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you focus more on women. Now, how can a woman be able to get as much as possible from this type of situation?
Definitely. So Harold, my mission is to advance the lives of women and see that they proportionately populate the highest-ranking leadership positions and are divinely compensated for their contribution in the world.
Oh, yes.
That's my mission. And so women coming to this event, this fireside chat, will be able to also identify with the stories and the strategies and the successes because, you know, barring the gender, we can walk the talk just as powerfully as any man can. And so what we want to do is we want to learn from what will be our mentors, our advocates in the room, you know, Mr. Phillips and Mr. Wallace, and hear and take notice to what can I implement in my career and how can I accelerate the pace in which I advance and get promoted.
All right. Now, again, let me go over this. And this is part of BDPA Chicago's celebration of Black History Month. And, again,
yes.
This is coming up on the 22nd of February, that's Thursday. Again, the address for the fireside chat will be at Tech Nexus. Let me spell that out for those who are listening, TECHNEXUS, Tech Nexus, 20 North Wacker Drive, Suite 1200, and it kicks off at 5:30 p.m. And now for you, Ms. Perkins, how can I get in touch with you to find out more about what you do?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. So my website is pateperkins.com. So it's exactly my name, Pat. My middle initial is E, and then Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S.com. And if you can't find me there, I'm at Career Advancement Mentor, careeradvancementmentor.com, because that's my love is to help women, and then some really smart men as well. I have men as clients as well.
Thank you for that.
Really, really advance in their careers now versus never.
All right. And helping BDTA celebrate over 30 years of promoting workplace diversity and helping to inspire tomorrow's leaders, IT leaders, Pat E. Perkins. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you at the Fireside Chat we will be moderating with, let me mention their names again, Andre Wallace, Vice President at Exelon, and Michael Phillips, Executive Vice President at Rosenthal Collins Group, LLC. And any last thoughts for me?
Last thoughts are just, you know, for those listening in, just, you know, come out and recognize yourself as a leader, a powerful leader, a powerful black leader, and be able to take on these strategies to advance your career now versus never. So thank you so much, Harold. I appreciate it.
Wow. Thank you, Pat Perkins. And we'll see you Thursday evening.
All right.